In this episode, I'm going to show you how to beat inflation using dividend stocks. Hi, my name is Kanwal Sarai, and welcome to the Simply Investing Dividend Podcast. In this episode, we're going to cover five things. We're going to start off with two definitions first. I'm going to tell you what are dividends and what is the dividend yield. Then we're going to look at how much is inflation today. Then let's take a look at what's wrong with high inflation and how does that impact you. Then we're going to take a look at some savings accounts and term deposits. Are those enough to help you beat inflation? And then lastly, I'm going to show you how dividend stocks can help you stay ahead of inflation. And I'm going to cover three real life examples with you. Let's get started with our two definitions first. Dividends and dividend yield. Coca-Cola has a little over 4.3 billion shares outstanding today. If you were to buy all of the shares, you would own the entire company. Now, if you only bought a couple of shares, 5 shares, 10 or 100 shares, you would still be considered part owner of the company. And as part owner of the company, you're entitled to share in the profits of the company. And those profits come to you in the form of dividends. So as a shareholder, you are getting paid to own shares or stocks in a company. So in this example, if a company is paying a dividend of $1 per share and you own 1,000 shares, you'll receive $1,000 every year for as long as you own those shares and as long as the company continues to pay the dividend. You can spend the dividends if you want, or you can reinvest them. It's entirely up to you. The money gets deposited automatically into your stock trading account. Now let's take a look at the dividend yield. The dividend yield is simply the annual dividend divided by your stock purchase price. And that's going to give us the dividend yield. So let's take a look at this example. Let's say the annual dividend is $1 per share, and you were to buy the shares today for $20. So that's your purchase price. So 1/20, and we express that as a percentage. We can see on the screen that it's 5%. So what does the 5% really mean? So in this case, our shareholder, Jill, wants to invest $20,000 in this company. So 5% of $20,000 is $1,000. So she will earn $1,000 every year in cash, it's dividends, for as long as she owns those shares and as long as the company continues to pay the dividend of $1. Now, the $1,000 that she's going to earn per year is regardless of the stock price changes. She's bought the stock at $20. Now, the stock can go up to 30, 35, 40. It can go down to 10 or 15. Doesn't matter. As long as she owns the exact same number of shares, her dividend yield is going to be 5%. And as long as, again, the dividend is $1 per share. So keep in mind, your dividend yield is based on your stock purchase price, not what happens to this per stock price afterwards or before, but it's based on your purchase price. So basically, the dividend yield is the return on your investment while you hold on to the shares. Again, regardless of the stock price. Now let's take a look at how much is inflation today. Now, as of this recording in December 2022, we are taking a look at, let's take a look at the United States first. On the screen, you can see the inflation numbers for every single month. So the most recent numbers that we have available from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Stats is 7.7%. Previous month was 8.2%. Now it's at 7.7%. In Canada, the numbers come to us from Stats Canada. Again, on the screen, we're showing you the numbers for the last couple of months, pretty much the last 12 months. The most recent number is 6.9%. So inflation in Canada is 6.9%. In the US, it's 7.7%. So roughly 7%, 7.2% across the two countries. So now what's wrong with high inflation? let's take a look at some of the things here. So number one, it's going to lead to higher interest rates. And we're seeing that already. So up on the screen here, you can see the Bank of Canada. You can see the number of increases just in this year alone. And you can see the chart is just staggering. The line just goes straight up. Same thing in the US, the Federal Reserve, and in Canada as well. They've announced perhaps another few increases coming down the pipe. So this leads to higher interest rates. And when interest rates go up, it increases the cost of living. So for food, shelter, travel, transportation, well, any of the things that you're going to use in day-to-day life, the cost is going up. And what happens there is it leads to a decline in your purchasing power. In other words, a decrease in the value of your money. So if inflation is running currently at 7%, and you put $100 in a bank account or under your mattress, in 5 years' time, that $100 is not going to be worth the same. It's not going to have the same purchasing power 5 years from now because the cost of everything has gone up. So you are going to be seeing, all of us are going to see a decrease in the value of our money. So then the next question is, well, what about savings accounts and term deposits? Are they enough? I can put some money in there and earn some interest. Let's take a look. So again, as of this recording, these are the numbers that show up. A savings account today is paying about 0.01% in interest. A high interest savings account is paying about 0.05% in interest. A 1 year term deposit, anywhere from 2 to 4%. So again, you can see all of these interest rates I've just listed off, and you can see them up on the screen. They're well below the 7% rate of inflation. So even putting money into any of these, you are going to be falling behind. There's going to be a decrease in the value of your money. So then how can dividend stocks help you here? How can they help you beat inflation? So let's take a look at that right now. So again, I'm going to put up on the screen just for a point of reference, savings account. You can see the interest rate, 0.01. High interest account, 0.05%. A term deposit, a 1 year term deposit, or even a 2 year term deposit, anywhere from 2 to 4% interest. Now let's compare that against, as an example, I've put four companies up on the screen. Manulife has a dividend yield today of 5.55%. TD, 4.32%, Corning, 3.25%, and Tyson Foods, 2.99%. So just as an example, these are just four companies I've just picked off just to show you as an example, the current dividend yield. You can see that these four companies, the dividend yield is certainly higher than what you would get in a savings account, in an interest, high interest account, in a 1 year term deposit, or even in some bonds. Right? So the dividend yield is pretty good, higher than what you can get elsewhere. However, you're probably thinking the same thing. If inflation is running at 7%, none of these options on the screen are going to help me. The savings account is not going to help. The high interest account, the term deposit is not going to help. And neither are these companies here, these dividend paying companies. The yield is less than 7%. So here's the thing when it comes to dividend investing, okay? You need to give it time. It takes time. It takes time for the dividend increases to come in. And I'm going to show you some companies that are giving you very high dividend increases. It takes time, but over months and years, you will start to earn more than currently, inflation is 7%, and you will be able to beat inflation. So dividend investors who started investing 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, are thriving right now. And they're not concerned about the inflation numbers that are coming out because their dividend investments are beating inflation every single year. And they're doing well. Now, if you have not invested 5 years ago or 10 years ago, the best time to start is right now. This way you can prepare yourself, prepare your stock portfolio, so that you are ready for the next market crash, the next market downturn, or the next set of inflation numbers that come out 3, 4, 5 years from now. So we always want to be prepared. We don't know what the future is going to look like. I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market next week, next month, or next year, but we can make decisions today that can help you build a resilient stock portfolio that's going to beat inflation. So now let me give you three real life examples to illustrate how this works. So first, we're going to take a look at CIBC. This is a very large bank here in Canada. Now imagine you bought 300 shares back in 2010. And the purchase price back then was $31.95 each. So you can see on the screen here, your total investment in CIBC would have been $9,585. Now let's see what happens to that investment over time. So back in 2010, CIBC was paying a dividend of $1.74 per share. So if we take that dividend divided by the stock purchase price, which I already mentioned, $31.95, you can see that the dividend yield at the time for you would have been 5.45%. And in the first year alone, you would have received $522 in dividends. The following year, CIBC increased their dividend. In fact, they have increased their dividend every single year. Today, their dividend is $3.32 per share. If we take that dividend divided by your stock purchase price, $31.95, you can see that your dividend yield based on your purchase price is 10.39%. So are we now beating inflation, which is running at 7%? The answer is yes. The dividend yield is over 10%. As long as the company continues to pay the dividend and hopefully increase it again next year, you can expect to earn more than 10% on your initial investment of $9,548, which is a fantastic return. You don't have to worry about the stock price going up and down. As long as the dividend is coming in, you are going to be earning over 10% return. So right there, we're beating inflation. In fact, if you add up all the dividends received since 2010, you would have received over $9,258 in dividends. If things keep going as they are within the next 6 to 7 months, you will receive more in dividends to cover your initial capital investment in CIBC. So your risk started at $9,585. And every time the company paid a dividend, the risk went down. Every time the company increased the dividend, your risk went down. And within the next 6 to 7 months, your risk will be down to zero. And then you don't have to be concerned about if the stock price is going to drop, it's going to go up, doesn't matter. As long as the dividend comes in, your return on your investment while you hold on to the shares is now in the double digits, and it is beating inflation. So we highlight that right here. These are your numbers on the screen that are beating inflation, where in this example, the yield is going to be over 7% starting in 2016, and then every single year, the dividend yield goes up. Let's move on to our next example with Bell Canada. Imagine you bought shares in Bell Canada in 2012. You can see the dividend was $2.22 a share divided by your stock purchase price of $41.35. Your yield at the time would have been 5.37%. The company has increased its dividend every single year. Today, the dividend is $3.68. Your dividend yield based on the original purchase price is 8.9%. Is that higher than the 7% inflation we're currently seeing? Yes. Is this stock now beating inflation? Yes. It takes time, but you will eventually get there. Here are the numbers in this example. So this person purchased 110 shares. Total investment in Bell Canada was $4,548. Today, the investment, including dividends, is worth over $10,000. So the stock price has obviously gone up. The dividends have gone up. The stock is, this investment in Bell Canada is worth more than double than what it was originally when the person started investing. So again, higher dividend yield over time is going to allow you to beat inflation. For reference, I'm putting the numbers up on the screen again. We just saw these a couple of minutes ago. Savings account is only going to give you 0.01% interest. A high interest savings account is only going to give you 0.05%. And a 1-year term deposit is going to give you anything from 2 to 4% interest, which is much lower than inflation and much lower than what we see with our dividend stocks. Okay, last example. You might have seen this before if you watched episode number 1, but we're going to just quickly go through it right now. The last example is with TC Energy. I bought 185 shares back in 2000. The dividend at the time was 80 cents a share. The dividend today is $3.60 a share. You can see that my dividend yield based on my purchase price at the bottom of the table there is over 26% return every single year just for owning these shares. The total investment, including dividends, is now over 700% return. Okay, as dividend investors, we're not too concerned about the stock price. Our focus is on the dividend income. And the dividend income has gone up every single year. The same with Bell Canada and the same with CIBC. So all three examples that I've shown you today, the dividend income has gone up. Now, I know there's a concern here from people where they will say the dividend is not guaranteed. And that's true. Companies can reduce the dividend anytime they want. Companies can eliminate the dividend anytime they want. And I've said this before. No one can predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market next week, next month, next year. Are things going to go up? Are we going to see a crash? Are we going to get into a recession? I don't know. Nobody can predict what's going to happen in the future. So then as a dividend investor, how do I have any confidence to invest in companies like these when the dividend can be reduced or eliminated? So I get the confidence by looking to our past, looking at the history. So what you see on the screen here are a couple of US companies. I have a much bigger list, but this is just a small list here. You'll recognize some of the names on the screen: Colgate, Palmolive, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson. And you'll see that some of these companies have been paying a dividend since the 1800s. Coca-Cola has been paying a dividend since 1893, which is incredible. Colgate-Palmolive since 1895. So they have been paying dividends for many, many, many years. Now, even more important than that is the column right here. And you can see I'm highlighting it with the mouse. The column that is showing consecutive years of dividend increases. So take a look at that right here. This is even more important and more impressive than paying dividends since the 1800s. Now, what we see here is, let's take a look at Coca-Cola. They have been consecutively increasing dividends for 59 years. So I'm going to say that again. For the last 59 years, Coca-Cola has increased their dividend every single year. Think about how many recessions we've had in the last 59 years, how many market crashes we've had in the last 59 years. But companies like these, and you can see on the screen, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, 3M, Procter & Gamble, Black & Decker, you can see companies like this have been consecutively increasing dividends for 40, 50, 60 years. So we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. However, we can look at a list like this and have a high degree of confidence that companies like these will continue to pay us a dividend and continue to increase the dividend in the future. There's a similar list for companies in Canada, for those of you that are interested. And we have companies here on the list as well that have been paying dividends since the 1800s. The Royal Bank of Canada since 1870. The TD Bank, 1855. And if we look at the top of the list, you can see that Canadian Utilities has had 50 years of consecutive dividend increases, which is incredible. So again, companies like these can give us a high level of confidence that they will continue to pay us a dividend in the future. And as you saw in the three examples I just showed you, over time, your dividend yield, based on your purchase price, is going to go up. Every time the company increases the dividend, your dividend yield goes up. And the goal here is we want to be able to beat inflation. So we want to get to a point where we're making more than 7.5% or more a year in dividend yield. And I showed you in the examples, we're well above, we're in double digits. We were in double digits with CIBC, with Bell, with TC Energy. And that's where we want to get to. So it does take patience, takes time, and you have to plan in advance. So we want to start planning today so that our investments, our dividend stocks, will be beating inflation when that happens, when inflation occurs again in the future. So now we've covered the five topics that we were going to cover in this episode. And so we showed you the two definitions, dividends and dividend yield. We looked at how much inflation is currently running at, what's wrong with high inflation. And we looked at savings accounts and term deposits, and there's certainly not going to be enough interest in there, interest payments to cover inflation. And then we looked at how dividend stocks can help you. Now, does that mean that you should go out and buy any stock that pays dividends? And the answer is no. So don't do that. Don't go out and buy any stock that's paying dividends right now. Our approach is to invest in quality dividend stocks, not just any dividend stock, but quality dividend stocks. And we want to invest in those stocks when they're priced low, when they're undervalued, not high, low. So how do you know when you're looking at a stock if it's a quality stock, and how do you know if it's undervalued? So to help you answer that question, I've created what I call the 12 rules of simply investing. So if you're watching the video version, you can see it up on the screen. If you're on the audio version, I'm going to list out the 12 rules for you right now. And we want to make sure that before you invest in any company, that it passes all of the 12 rules. Not just some of the rules, but all of the 12 rules. This is your checklist. You want to make sure company passes all the rules before you invest in it. The rules are designed to minimize your risk, to preserve and save your capital, and help you maximize your growth. And at the end of the day, beat inflation over time. So rule number one, do you understand how a company is making money? If you don't, skip it, move on to something else. Rule number two, 20 years from now, will people still need its products and services? Rule number three, does the company have a low-cost competitive advantage? Rule number four, is the company recession-proof? If it's not, skip it, move on to something else. Rule number five, is the company profitable? Rule number six, does it grow its dividend? Rule number seven, can it afford to pay the dividend? Rule number eight, is the debt less than 70%? Rule number nine, we want to avoid any companies that have had recent dividend cuts. Rule number 10, does the company buy back its own shares? Rule number 11, is the company stock priced low? And that's where we're going to look at the PE ratio, the PB ratio, and we're going to compare the current yield to its average dividend yield. And so that's going to tell us if a stock is undervalued or overvalued. Okay. Rule number 12, keep your emotions out of investing. So for those that are interested, I cover all of the 12 rules in the Simply Investing course. It's an online course. We go through all the rules. We go through real life examples. I also give you a Google spreadsheet that you can use to apply the 12 rules to any stock anywhere in the world. So that makes it really easy to decide what to invest in, what to avoid. If you want to go a little faster, I've built the Simply Investing platform. It's an online web application. It automatically applies the rules to over 8,000 companies in the US and Canada every single day. And then we tell you exactly which stocks pass which rules, which ones pass all of the rules, so you know what to focus on, and which companies to avoid. So you can see that very clearly from both in the platform, if you want to get to it very quickly, or if you want to crunch numbers yourself, take a look at the course. So for our listeners today, we have a special coupon code. I just want to give you the coupon code right now. It is SAVE10. It's SAVE10. SAVE10. This coupon code is going to give you 10% off our course, 10% off the platform, and any product and services listed on our website at simplyinvesting.com. The beauty of the code is that if you go with the platform, which is a subscription, you will save that every single month or every single year. As long as you continue with the auto renewal, you will continue to get the 10% discount. So it will go on for as long as you want to stay on as a member. So take a look at that. Take a look at our website. Don't forget the coupon code SAVE10. So SAVE10. That's the coupon code. It's going to give you 10% off any product and services. Our website is right here up on the screen, simplyinvesting.com. Take a look at that for more information. I have a blog site, which has got over 250 blog articles in there. Take a look at that. We have our podcast site where you can check out all of our podcast episodes. If you like this episode, be sure to hit subscribe. Be sure to hit the like button, and I will see you next time. Thanks for watching.